back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Matthew Williams, crop circle artist, UFO investigator, joining Gene and Chris. And you were talking about one particular person here, and we had to kind of break.
Good old Doug and Dave.
Yeah. Good old Doug and Dave, yeah. Well,
sounds like a radio show, the Doug and Dave Show, with the Z Morning Zoo, brought to you on this station.
Well, if it was a radio show, I'm sure they'd have some great tales to tell, but unfortunately, one of them is no longer with us. Dave Chorley passed away, but Doug is getting on in years, but he is still around. Yeah, he was impressed by the landscape as an artist, and he thought back in his head to the story of the Queensland saucer nest and thought, well, what if I was to stick something in the landscape and see how people react? What if I was to make a mark in one of these lovely wheat fields? So together they decided to do these designs, which were just simple circles and not very impressive, just to see how people would react. Now, at the time, researchers came along like Colin Andrews and various others back in the day. They were very impressed by this, and they thought that this must be a sign of alien, you know, involvement, extraterrestrials landing in the fields, whatever you like. And they carried away with this sort of idea. They took it on and started researching this stuff. As Colin and his friends were researching, the talk was that, you know, if this was going to get somewhere new, it would probably be in the form of a message. And suddenly the crop circle started exhibiting messages. So it's almost as if, you know, Doug and Dave were kind of listening in. And I know they were listening in. There are stories about phone calls and sort of Doug and Dave turning up to lectures done by Colin Andrews, and they didn't know who they were. So they would come up to the front and sort of like shake Colin Andrews' hand and say, like, hello, you know, I'm very interested in what you've been talking about, you know. And then, of course, they would go out and do crop circles practically to order, because they would have heard a Colin Andrews lecture or a Busty Taylor lecture, and they were doing these things.
Imitating art, imitating life.
Yeah, it's
a feedback loop.
Yeah, and I mean, they would even report these crop circles to Colin Andrews. You know, they would actually ring him up and say, oh, you know, I was actually walking out in the countryside and I saw something this morning because, you know, I'm doing my wildlife sound recording. And Colin would say, oh, thank you very much, you know, and he would wander off and there would be the crop circle. So he was getting the top information, you know, from the guys that were actually making the stuff.
Okay, now let's get a quick time check. The first crop circle that I'm aware of that had any pattern of complexity was in 86 in Cheesefoot Head, where you have a circle with a narrow band around the outside of it. Give us a time frame when this was happening. Are we talking mid-80s then? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it escapes me now exactly when Doug and Dave started. But
well, they started in the late 70s, I believe. But when did Colin get involved? I think 83 or 82?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was the early 80s, 1974, I'm thinking now, so Doug and Dave were starting, and, you know, the Cheesefoot Head was definitely the area that they were working in, because they were from Southampton. That's only a small drive from them, you know, sort of like a half an hour drive in the car. And you've got the best hills for looking down over into sort of the crop fields to sort of view these things. So, you know, they were starting then. But, I mean, any pre-dating crop circles, I suppose you're getting towards what you're suggesting, they wouldn't have been done by Doug and Dave. And
well, I mean, we have the famous woodcut of the Mowing Devil back in the 15th century. And there's other reports, too, in the 17th and 18th century. What do you make of those?
Interesting you should mention that, because I think people kind of overlook the general flavor to that story. They say, you know, if you go back to the early sort of wood cutting, there was this sort of mowing devil, and he created a crop circle in the field. And that's about as far as into the story as people go. But if you actually follow the whole story, it starts off with somebody who's a farmer being approached by a gentleman saying, I would like to cut your field. I would like to mow your field for you, you know, and, you know, with my scythe, I can cut your wheat field. And the farmer sort of says, no, thank you. I don't need your help. You know, sort of, I'm quite happy on my own. This guy goes away, and because he's upset that the farmer didn't employ him, he curses the field, or tells the farmer that he's going to curse the field. The farmer kind of, you know, sort of brushes this off. They go their separate ways. Then at night, something happens in that field, a mark or a shape is created, and when the farmer gets up in the morning, he thinks to himself, oh my God, you know, the devil really has done something in my field. But I mean, if you apply Occam's razor here to the way that, you know, the way that things tend to go, I'm putting the pieces together. You've got, you know, this guy who's disgruntled, you know, warning him that something's going to happen in his field, and lo and behold, something happens in the field.
So that's, you know, where that's probably, yeah, where some of your first crop circles would come from disgruntled farmhands saying, well, I'll teach that guy if he's not going to hire me.
You know, and I mean, if the farmer's name had been Colin Andrews and the sort of, you know, the other guy had been Doug and Dave, you know, like threatening to sort of curse his field, then, you know, you've got something 500 years previous that would match exactly today's scenario. But,
oh, that's interesting. Well, this is a question that's kind of cropped up on our forums, where you can ask questions of our guests at forum.theparacast.com. And it has to do with the actual farmers. Back in the early days, I would think that very few, if any, of these farmers were aware that people were going to be going into their fields and, you know, making these glyphs. How prevalent now is collusion between circle makers and farmers, hand in hand? What percentage would you say of these are done clandestinely in terms of the farmer not knowing that it's going to happen versus crop circles that are done with their cooperation?
Sure. I mean, there's never been any collusion between circle makers and farmers. We get asked this a lot. I've never once ever had somebody tell me that they knew of a farmer commissioning a crop circle. Sometimes circle makers have gone to the farmers in order to hire a field in order to be able to work, sometimes for commercial projects like advertising, logos, or television programs that wish to sort of explore the circle making thing. But really, the farmers are literally just farmers. They just get on with their own business, and most of them would tell you that they're not happy to have crop circles on their land, and they don't like the damage, they don't like the attention it creates, the groups of tourists who turn up. So really, farmers would like to have nothing to do with this at all. But it is a question we get asked a lot, but no evidence.
Okay, well, just checking, because I would think that it would be a financial loss, because a lot of that crop that's laid over is not going to be salvageable.
In some cases, it's not salvageable. It just depends on whether the farmer is prepared to lower his combine harvester's blades down to be able to pick it up. You know, sometimes when people walk through the field, they tend to trample the seeds off the heads, so there isn't much to recover. But if the farmer can be sort of keeping people out of the field, then, you know, the visitors won't end up destroying that crop. So it's really the visitors that are the problem. If people were to just enjoy crop circles from the photographs rather than visiting the field, then, you know, the farmer wouldn't really have much to lose, because he could just lower that combine harvester down and pull the crop back up. So really, it's just the visitors that caused most of the damage.
Well, all right. Now, technically speaking, you're going onto someone's property.
Sure.
I assume without their permission.
Yes.
And you're making a crop circle. Now, obviously, this is getting to something that we'll pursue in the next segment, and that is, it's not legal. If you get caught, you can be arrested, right? And that happened to you once.
Get shot.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I got arrested and prosecuted. As far as I'm aware, the only person who's ever been prosecuted for the act of making a crop circle. So, yeah, that's a one I'll carry with me for some time.
Claim to fame, but a good one.
Yeah. It came out of trying to help people to understand where this is coming from. And, you know, I don't want to sort of decry the crop circle subject. And I've got to tell people, you know, if you hold on, we'll talk about some of the weirdness that is associated with man-made crop circles. And
we'll do that in our next segment, sure. But I want to find out more about when you were busted for making a crop circle. We have Matthew Williams joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
It's Crop Circles all the time on the Paracast this week with Matthew Williams, a UFO investigator who has made his own. And you have one claim to fame, being the only person, or at least the first person, to be busted for it. How did this happen? Where did it happen? Give us the raw details.
Well, how I came to be known as a circle maker, I was kind of exposed by a friend who, Pillow Talk, basically, started all this off. This is slightly back from the arrest, but one of the circle makers on our team, we're skipping forward here now, I've been making circles for many years, and come to the conclusion that we were actually doing something that was full of a paranormal factor. But we'll come back to that. This excited my team members and myself. We were fully in the swing of, you know, thinking that we were taking part in a magical thing, that we were getting inspiration to do these designs from somewhere else. We'll come back to that. But we did tell our new team member that it was probably not a good idea that he go bragging about this, because if he started bragging about it to other people, that they probably wouldn't keep it secret and that that could get us into trouble. So he didn't do that. He told his girlfriend, and she went and told some other people, and they went and told some other people, and then that's how I got exposed as being a circle maker. So our group of friends that we hung around with in Wiltshire knew that I was making circles, but the researchers didn't. It was still kind of kept as a bit of a secret in the background. But I felt that I had to justify why I was doing this, because the story was starting to get out. Why was I doing this? You know, I was supposed to be a UFO researcher, and why was I involved in something that could really kind of damage your credibility and your name in doing research? And I had to tell people, well, the reason I was still doing this and making crop circles on a regular basis was because I did believe in something bigger going on. And I was doing this as part of an experiment. It had started off as just, you know, can we do it? Will people believe that our circles that we create are any good? You know, like the real thing, quote, in quotes. But then it developed into I needed to justify why I was doing it when this came out. So I started to approach various crop circle researchers. One by one, systematically, I was trying to make contact with them. Colin Andrews, Busty Taylor, Francine Blake, Charles Mallett. There was Michael Glickman. I went to their houses and knocked on their doors and said, would you like to sort of sit down and have a chat? And mostly, I've got to say, probably about 98% of the people I approached all said, basically, do not come and speak to me. Get away from me. I don't want to have anything to do with you. And I kind of thought, well, that's a bit strange, you know, that they're supposed to be researchers, but they don't want to actually sit down and have a chat about this. I had my nose put out of joint, to be perfectly honest, by the fact that they didn't want to speak. So the only one that did want to speak and was actually gentlemanly was Colin Andrews. And this is why I would say to people, I've got a lot of time for Colin, because he would actually talk about this.
Matthew, give us a time frame here. When are we talking?
Trying to talk to these researchers would have been just before 2000, because I was arrested in 2000.
Okay, so this is
1999.
Way down, right?
Yeah, way down the line. So I came along to Michael Glickman and asked him, would he like to sit down and chat? He basically said, get out of my premises, don't ever contact me again, and this sort of stuff. And I kind of went away thinking, well, you know, this guy is supposed to be a researcher. I can't get my head around how people will not talk, why the debate has been shut down. So I thought, well, if he's not prepared to accept that people are making these crop circles and I'm trying to help him here, I would have even offered him the opportunity to come out into a field and watch us making a crop circle at night so that he could get it clear in his head that we were capable of doing this. But he didn't want to know, so I went away and thought, well, how can I kind of get through to him that we are doing this? And I thought, well, one way would be to create a crop circle that contains some specific elements that he is expecting cannot be done by humans, that he's claimed are impossible for people to recreate. And then, if we put those into this crop circle, stand back and watch and wait, he'll probably, you know, come out and say that he thinks this is an amazing crop circle, that it, you know, it's genuinely paranormal. And then we can reveal to him that we actually made it, and it might help him to understand. So this is what I did. I approached an American researcher you're probably very familiar with called Whitley Strieber. Whitley Strieber does a radio show where Michael Glickman appears, like I'm doing with yourselves now, as a guest. But Whitley is not very critical of Michael. He doesn't research and check out what he says. He just kind of has him on the show and just lets him say what he wants to say. Well, I basically wanted Michael's sort of research to be checked by Whitley. I wanted him to go and look at what he was doing. So I thought, well, I'll approach him, offer him the opportunity of being the judge then in this, or the independent third party in this, that I will give the details of the circle I'm going to do to Whitley Strieber, and he will sit on this, and then I will make the circle. So Whitley agreed to this, He said that he would keep it perfectly secret. I went out and made a circle. The very night I made the circle, Whitley Strieber phoned Michael Glickman and told him, "Watch out, Michael, they're making a circle, they're trying to catch you out, don't be fooled by it." And then Michael Glickman, armed with this knowledge, contacted the Wiltshire police. The next day, I had 16 police officers turn up at my house.
Oh, yeah. The SWAT team was after you.
Yeah. Ouch. So we can boil it down to Whitley opening his mouth, huh? Okay.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I think some of our listeners know this. We, for some reason, don't get along with Whitley Strieber. And there's a long story about that. I don't want to dominate the time for Matthew to tell his tale. We've invited him on the PowerCast several times. A couple of times he's actually agreed to come. And then at the last minute, he says no. Now, he doesn't like the fact that some of our listeners figure he's chicken for not coming on. But, you know, I met him a few times in the past. And I don't have a final conclusion about what he does or his claims. But I am concerned over what he did to you. So tell us more. 16 policemen come up. Now, in the UK, they don't have guns, do they? They didn't come there with their weaponry.
Yeah, or tanks or automatic weapons or bulletproof vests.
Yeah, I mean, they do have guns. In fact, Wiltshire is it's one of the police forces that has the most armed force police in the UK, apart from London. There's a reason for that, is because Wiltshire is a place where you have a lot of very rich people with mansions, and they have to be protected. So these guys are armed. A lot of them are ex-services that have gone into the police. Did they have weapons on that occasion? Possibly not, but I have encountered the police regarding crop circles on other occasions, and they definitely were armed. But we won't go into that now. So, yeah, when it comes to me and the way people portray me to the police is as a dangerous, nasty criminal type. The police will come, you know, armed, expecting the worst, but just on this occasion, 16 police officers came to the house. I was basically dressed in my, you know, night garments. I came to the door and it was like, "Are you Matthew Williams?" "Yes." "Do you know anything about making a crop circle last night at a location?" And I just thought to myself, oh, I can't say bad words. I've promised I would not swear.
And but, you won't, but we have to have these words before we continue. What happened when you opened the door? And they asked you to identify yourself. Matthew Williams telling the story of being busted for making a crop circle. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
Here we go. The gendarmes are at the front door.
Oh, the bobbies.
Yeah, bobbies on bicycles, two by two. I just remember that song from Roger Miller. Okay, Matthew Williams, tell us more. They asked if you're the guy who made the crop circle, and you said...
I said, yes, it was me, because I thought, well, there's no point in denying it, because Whitley Strieber has the proof, because I sent him the designs, and I thought to myself, I can't believe these people, why they can't just do what they say they're going to do, you know, and stick to the plan. And I thought, no, I'm not going to let them, you know, sort of get away with pushing me back on this, that I know that we're making crop circles. And I thought, well, no, damn them. I'm using sort of polite words there, but damn them, I am going to admit to this, and we will see where this goes. And that's what I did. I literally just gritted my teeth, and I said, yes, it is me, I did it. Yeah. And they said, right, okay, then, well, in that case, I have to warn you that you are now under arrest for blah, 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 blah. And the police officers entered the house and turned the whole house over. It took a long time for me to get my computer back, several months, and it was smashed by the police. But, you know, little things like that, annoyances. But I just kind of wondered at that point, you know, oh, God, what the hell? What was I all involved in with this, you know, doing this crop circle stuff? Was it really worth carrying on from that point? But, you know, we still haven't got to the good stuff. We'll have to reverse and go to the paranormal stuff, because that's why I got involved to that point. But, yeah, making crop circles, got arrested. But I decided then I was going to tell the story, the real story of how it actually came to pass.
Okay, did they find you? Did they put you in prison? What did they do?
Yeah, because I admitted to it, it was all dealt with very quickly. It was able to go to court without having a case and a trial set. So I went before the local magistrates, which is like a low-level court. And the local magistrate, he seemed to think it was kind of funny that this had come before him. And he was also quite annoyed. You could tell that the magistrate thought that this was a triviality and that maybe it shouldn't have really, you know, come to him for this. And
what were you charged with? Destruction of public property, trespassing, what?
In the UK, it's called criminal damage. You know, you've done something to somebody else's property without permission. It's caused a monetary value loss, and you did it without permission. So I was fined the massive sum of £125. which is pretty much next to nothing when you think about it.
It's what, about $200 US, something like that?
$200, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now you're a marked man.
I actually admitted in that, you know, when I was there, I thought, well, if I'm going to be remembered for what I did here, if this is as far as it goes, if this is like the end of Matthew Williams and crop circles, I want to be remembered for one circle that I did do, which is one of many circles. I didn't want to admit to them all because it would have probably driven the fine figure up. But I thought I want to be remembered for one, and I admitted to it in the court and provided evidence of that. And it was one that I believe, Gene, you actually like. It was the basket weave. Of 2000.
Wait a minute, you did the magic basket?
I did the magic basket, yes.
You're I was thinking for a second, maybe he's implying I am a basket case. But yeah. No.
Well, we already know that. I'm astounded that you did the magic basket. How did you do that? I heard it was woven.
It was woven, but it's not kind of woven on the level of individual plants of being sort of put up and underneath each other. There's a slight technique which makes it look like it's woven, but in fact, it's literally, you go up a line of filling, you cross across, you miss a bit, and you come down, then you go across and you miss a bit, then you go up, and then you've got pieces which are left behind, and then whatever's left behind, you go left to right, left to right, left to right, and fill those bits in. And, you know, it looks from above like as if it's been woven. And in effect, some bits are under and some bits are over. But they're not over and under and over and under. There's just bits that lay on top of other bits, and it kind of gives the effect of a basket. But, you know, if people want to think it's been perfectly woven, then they're quite, you know, within their rights to think that. But it looks good from the air. It's not quite as technically challenging as you might think.
Well, evidently the farmer was pretty freaked out because I think he, that very morning, early in the morning, if I remember, he got out and just knocked it all down.
Yeah, he was, he thought it was the work of the devil. You know, he's an elderly sort of farmer, and he must be sort of like a Christian or, you know, church going man. And he thought that the devil had come and done his mowing devil, as it were, you know, in his field. And, the reason he cut it wasn't so much to sort of spite, the circle or it was to stop people going into this work of the devil. Yeah. He wanted to stop people actually being, you know, sort of influenced by satanic dark forces.
Did it come out in the trial that that particular formation was the one that you were actually being charged for committing criminal mischief, criminal damage?
I just said to them, you know, if I'm, you know, whilst I'm here, I'd like to admit to one other offence, you know, and I gave them the evidence, and they didn't even sort of question it, didn't add any more to the fine. I think the magistrate was kind of like, let's just quickly deal with this and off you go sort of thing.
Well, did the crop circle community, were they aware of the fact that you were actually, you pled guilty to making that particular formation?
Well, that and many other formations. The crop circle community are well aware of a lot more than you would think. I have admitted to making most of my formations now because several years having passed, there's a, kind of like a law in the UK for sort of menial offences. If you haven't really been caught within a certain amount of time.
It's like a statute of limitations. They can't pick charges up on you.
That's the one, yeah.
Now, here's a quick question for you. Before we get into the paranormal stuff, which I'm very, very interested in, I must say, how do, you know, John Lundgren, Team Satan, yourself, others who have been out for years allegedly fabricating these circles, how do you prove that you've done it? Do you, like, put the design into a sealed envelope and send it to yourselves with a post date on it? Do you contact people? Is there some sort of registry that you guys have that we can go back to now in hindsight and look and see verification that you guys predicted these particular circles and then lo and behold, they're presented to the public? How have you documented?
It's a hard one because, you know, proof will be for one person very different to another person. I mean, I've tended to just tell people what I've done. I mean, a lot of people will say, well, that's no good. That's not proof. You can't prove, you know, that you made these by saying it. But, you know, the sort of levels of proof that a lot of people want, you know, to sort of put documents in the post. You've got to bear in mind that, you know, circle makers will often meet in the pub in the afternoon or the evening. They'll finalize the designs and then they go out and make it. as to whether or not it gets made exactly as it was on paper, or, you know, it gets messed up and they change the design on the fly and doesn't end up being the circle that you went out to make. It ends up being something different. So you get all those sorts of problems. Then there's the sort of proof requirement. Some people say, well, why don't you take out video cameras? We have taken out video cameras with us, night vision cameras, but these things are invariably very hard to set up.
You can't film at night, but showing an actual design over the size of acreage that you're covering, it's impossible. I mean, at night, even with a night shot, even on top of a pole.
I mean, night shot on a camera, you've probably experimented with these things yourself. You can get about, you know, 20, 30 feet with an average camera. If you buy an infrared illuminator to supplement a bit of extra light, you might get out to about 100 feet. But it starts to get fuzzy at 100 feet, and even then, you know, you're going to be filming on a tripod, probably. This tripod is going to be about 6 foot high. The crop is about 3 to 5 foot high, you know, in some cases, and you're not really going to see a great vantage over the crop circle. So unless you've got some sort of, you want to take a crane out into the field at night,
right?
So you've got advantage.
You can't pull that off and get away with it.
Yeah, and I mean, you can go up on the distant hills and try and film, but then you need image intensifier equipment, and image intensifiers at a distance, that it tends to be grainy, specular footage. I have uploaded some of this onto my channel on the internet.
But right now we've done a good job here of laying the groundwork, forgive the pun, for the crop circles. Is there anything paranormal about, or just a bunch of artists having a good time at maybe a farmer's expense? We're going to hold that question to our next segment with Matthew Williams joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariluHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
On the Paracast with Gene and Chris, we have the crop circle maker himself, Matthew Williams. Now, we've kind of given up then on E.T. doing this, but why would anyone think that there's a paranormal aspect to crop circles? Matthew Williams, explain.
Well, it's kind of funny. Going back to Doug and Dave, if you think that they kind of were influenced by seeing a design, the Tully crop, well, Tully saucer nest, that's what started Doug's interest. And he did a design in the fields to kind of see how people would react. And then they thought it was extraterrestrial or weird Gaia forces, spirits, whatever these researchers believed that these things were. They took it on, and these researchers expanded and developed these ideas in people's minds. And the circle makers came along and just kept on supplying more and more of what these researchers were talking about and where their interests were lying. So, you know, it kind of like one thing follows on from another. Suddenly, you've got a load of people coming to do research, like myself, sky watching, looking at the crop circles, and they're looking for certain types of things. When you're looking for something, sometimes you find it. A lot of the time, I think people will find what they want to find. They will see what they want to see in the crop circles. If you're in an area like Wiltshire, it's got very good sky at night because it's not light polluted like you get, you know, around some of the cities. So it's a great area to sky watch, and you've got all these teams of people now doing sky watches on the hills because of the crop circles, because these things are found in the fields, and they're seeing UFOs at night. They're seeing strange things that they don't understand. Albeit we do have the Salisbury Plain, which is a training area, a military training area nearby. And sometimes, you know, you get strange flares, missiles being fired, tanks firing, explosions. And these things may confuse some people, not everybody, but, you know, some people get a little bit excited by these things. And it creates a sort of, what's the word? It's kind of like a hysteria about the whole thing, some of which is justified. You know, people have had real strange sightings. And some of it is kind of like self-generated. It's kind of like mass hysteria. But these crop circles have definitely attracted strange things. I am sure of this because I've been out, and I mean, I'm a sky watcher. I like to think I'm fairly level-headed in what I say I've seen. And I like to, you know, sort of have multiple witness sightings where we're all seeing the same thing and we haven't colluded on, you know, the details. We're kind of like coming back to see things and is speaking to people and saying, you know, what did you see last night? And they say, well, we saw a strange light in this position. And we'll say, oh, well, we were at this position. We saw that light too. Multiple witness sightings. That's what I like. And there's certainly a lot of that around crop circles. But the point being is that you've got two very different perspectives on this. You've got people who are making the crop circles, seeing things whilst they're out in the fields making the crop circle. And you've got the people on the hillsides and in the local vicinity who are having the strange sightings and experiences, and they're not then prepared to accept that people had anything to do with that crop circle, because they marry the two together and they say, well, a UFO was seen above that area, general area, a crop circle appears in the morning, well, it must be 1 and 1 is 2, UFO plus crop circle equals UFO made crop circle, you know. And I like to say to people, and I like to sort of, you know, bring it back down to earth a little bit and say, well, 1 and 1 doesn't always make 2, you know. You have to actually say, well, maybe 1 is 1 over there and 1 is 1 over here, and you are the person making the connection between the two. You know, maybe the UFO was there, it was seen by people, but did it necessarily make the crop circle? If knowing that strange things are seen in and around crop circles, and I've made enough of them to know that we've seen balls of light, I've seen UFO structured looking craft in the area, and sort of these things have even been chased by military helicopters, and this stuff does go on, you know, that there is this connection there. You've also got people who are predicting, psychic people who are predicting that a certain design is going to appear. And then people like myself will get the urge to get up from their seat, you know, and go out and make a crop circle design, which I would think is my own design. You know, I think to myself, well, I'm going to go out and make that shape. But somebody else is out there wanting this to appear or predicting this is going to appear. And a circle making team or an individual will go out and make that design. Now, again, that becomes very hard for you to talk to those people and say, well, don't you find it fascinating that you were predicting that and a circle maker has gone out and done that? And that's happened on a number of occasions. I give you one classic example.
So, in other words, here, let me just digress here for a second. In other words,
sure.
You're saying a psychic will make a prediction about a particular shape, and then you will be compelled to go out and make that shape, not knowing about the psychic's prediction.
Absolutely. There's,
okay.
This has happened on many occasions. One I was going to tell you about was at Avebury, and I know the people involved. They didn't know that I was going to go out and make a crop circle. I didn't know that they were there in the field actually doing a meditation, and this was near a stone circle called Avebury. It's like a larger sort of larger stone circle site to somewhere like Stonehenge that people are probably more familiar with, a bigger site than Stonehenge. They were sitting on the edge of a field and they were meditating, and they were hoping that a crop circle would appear, and they had a design that they were all meditating on. And I
please tell me this wasn't Stephen Greer.
No, this wasn't Stephen Greer. No. Her name was actually Diane Krishna. She was involved in crop circle research many years ago. I haven't seen her for a while, but I approached her afterwards and said, did you realize that I made this design? Because I'd heard the story that people were raving about. They were saying, oh my God, these people were there and they were meditating on a sixfold petal, like a sixfold flower. And I mean, I was in my house and I decided to get up and go out and do this design on my own. I didn't have a team. I used a tripod because I needed somebody to hold the other end of the tape that we use. And I didn't have that person. So I had to make the design small enough so that I could stretch this tape out and not have the tripod fall over, because it was, you know, obviously going to sway in with the distance of the tape. So I had to make it a small design, but I could hear these people, and it sounded to me like they were chatting and playing a guitar. And I thought, well, I better be careful, you know, so that I don't let them know I'm here. So I quietly made this circle, probably only within about 300 feet, I would say, of where they were. So that's how close I managed to get to them and made this design. And then they said, wow, you know, that we were asking for this in a meditation, then it appears. And I revealed to Diane that it was me, and she was fascinated. This has happened on more than one occasion. Teams going out, even whole crop circle making teams going out to the same field on the same night and putting down very similar designs close to each other without even knowing the other team is present. It's almost
they're all
like
getting the same
idea
to do the same thing at the same time.
At the same time. And one of the weirdest, this blows my mind because I can't explain this, and the teams involved are all scratching their heads over this as well, is that there was a group working in Wiltshire. in North Wiltshire, and they were making a spiral pattern, and this spiral goes from one spiral into another. So there's two spirals side by side, and one spiral spirals out, goes into the next spiral, and spirals down. Okay, so they made this design. And they were, you know, they went away, they were happy, they'd finished. In the morning, we get reports that there is another design in South Wiltshire, that it's a similar design. Now, this was happened to be on my birthday. This was on my birthday, the date of my birthday. So I was like, my God, this has happened again. You know, this is like something is trying to shake the tree here, shake you and make you think, you know, what is going on? Now, I questioned the circle making team, and I said, look, come on, you guys, you're taking the mickey here, you're doing this, aren't you? You know, just sort of like, because it's my birthday and you're trying to sort of like give me a little present or something, aren't you? And they said, no, we don't know who that other team was. We got no idea. And we were amazed to see that somebody else had done the same design, but in another part of Wiltshire. We don't know who it is. It's like, oh yeah, I thought, well, that's good. You know, they might be telling the truth. I think they probably are, because I believe that these things go on. But I'm thinking, you know, I'll get to the bottom of it one day. Well, I did, because many months later, I was actually driving in my car. I haven't revealed the full circumstances to it, but I'll reveal them to you tonight. I said I probably would at some point, but driving my car, I saw two guys who were paragliding. They were using a parachute, and they were actually flying cross country with a parachute. And I could see these guys were coming down into a field, and I knew where they probably had taken off from, because I'm a pilot and I know where the airfields and where people fly these things. And I thought, well, I'll offer them a lift, because they probably need to get back to their base. So I actually pulled up. This is miles and miles from anywhere. We're talking about 30 miles away, so it's well out of the crop circle area, and I'd never met these people before. I offered them a lift. They got in the car. We were driving. I said, what are you interested in? And they were chatting, and I said, oh, I'm interested in crop circles. And I said, oh, that's funny, because we made our first one.
Matthew Williams joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.